XZB, it is now 6:30. Mark Warminger is with Milford Asset Management. Now, the Milford KiwiSaver plan has been named the Morningstar KiwiSaver category winner New Zealand for 2013. Take advantage of the investment expertise of Milford Asset Management. They offer an award-winning suite of Milford KiwiSaver plan funds for your retirement savings needs. For more information or a copy of the investment statement, you go to Milford KiwiSaver, one word, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, or call Milford on 0800 662 345, 0800 662 345. And Mark Warminger is with me. Hi, Mark. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good evening.
Now, the New Zealand equity market performed strongly over February during the company's reporting season. How have you found the results, Mark?
Oh, look, I think the latest earnings season has been generally consistent with what we expected going into it. The majority of New Zealand companies reported results broadly in line with estimates. And out of the 29 companies that reported, 41% posted double-digit earnings per share growth, which was a good result. And 80% overall show some EPS growth this year. And only 21% of companies showed contraction in earnings. So overall, it was a very big improvement over the last 12 months.
So what have been the key themes to emerge from the company announcements?
Oh, look, I think the one overriding theme is that the New Zealand economy continues to gain broad momentum across a range of sectors. Obviously, leading the improvement is the construction sector growth out of Christchurch, and also the residential building activity picking up in the Auckland region. But we're also seeing retail spending starting to improve, and jobs growth starting to improve as well. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that cyclical stocks are really starting to show a relatively strong performance, as you would expect in this point of the recovery. So companies like Steel & Tube, Fletcher Building and Air New Zealand, and also stocks with exposure to the agricultural sector and building and construction have been well supported as well. And I suppose lastly, maybe on the negative side, but the high New Zealand dollar versus the Australian dollar is certainly having effect on some companies. So companies such as SkyCity, EBOS and Freightways that have exposure to Australia, and also Nuplex as well, which is exposed to a sluggish Australian economy. But not taking anything away from the reporting season, overall it was a very good reporting season. We're very pleased with it.
Now, what have company management been saying about the future then?
Look, I think overall the comments from management had a modestly optimistic tone. I think most companies are expecting New Zealand trading conditions to remain constructive over the year ahead. However, there are still some signs that some companies need to increase their confidence going forward. A number of companies are continuing to remain focused on improving efficiency and managing costs. In terms of the risk that companies spoke about going forward, the main risks seem to be around the offshore developments, and particularly with what's going on with the sluggish Australian economy as well.
And I think Brian Gaynor was saying as much in his Herald column on Saturday, wasn't he? But overall, companies are confident enough to increase dividend payments like we saw last reporting season?
Yes, I think that's an important point, that companies are confident enough to increase their dividend payments. And we saw that last earnings season, and we've seen it this time as well. So out of the 29 companies reporting, roughly two-thirds increased their dividend payments relative to the same period last year. And only four firms really with specific factors reduced their dividends. And I think this rise in dividends reflects a combination of a strong economy, company balance sheets are in very good condition, and there is an increased confidence now coming through with regard to companies' earnings. And, my expectation is we will actually see a continuing improvement in earnings over the next 12 months.
Well, that's good, Mark. That's good, but it'll be interesting to see what happens with the New Zealand-Australian dollar, won't it, for companies like SkyCity, Fletcher Building, EBOS and Freightways, those sorts of companies.
Look, that's right. I think the New Zealand dollar is at the top of its range at the moment, and we have seen recently that there is a little bit of surprise coming out of Australia that may see the New Zealand dollar weaken a little bit going forward. We don't expect it to weaken significantly, but just being able to realise that it could be at the top of the range will have some positive benefit to some of the companies we look at.
All right, Mark. Thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
Great.
That is Mark Warminger from Milford Asset Management. For more information, Milford KiwiSaver, one word, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, or their direct liners, Milford on 0800 662 345. 0800 662 345.